have a great honor today. To hear what the Lord has to say through our passionate worship leader, pastor, preacher. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. As you serve Him, be glad and worship Him. Sing your way into His presence with joy. And realize what this really means. You have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for He is our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass through His open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence for thanksgiving. Come and bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. We could literally stop there and dwell on the word of the Lord and spend an eternity in praise and thanksgiving to him just on that one thing. Just on that one thing. For eternity. We could praise you for your faithfulness just in what we just shared. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And he's famous for his faithfulness towards us. Everyone knows that our God can be trusted, and he keeps his promises for generations to generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. Every promise. It never stops. It never ceases. The promises from the beginning of time all the way to the promises of Revelation, they are consistent and they are steadfast and they are true from generation to generation to generation. He heals. It's a promise from generation to generation to generation. He is your peace. It's truth from generation to generation to generation. He is joy from generation to generation to generation. He is power and he is might and he is righteous from generation to generation to generation. Worship and praise is one of those things where there are those in the room who are like, oh yeah, there's others who are like, let me tell you, you don't have an option on that one. You don't have to look like me, but you do have a responsibility and obligation to come with thanksgiving and praise to the Lord your God, because he is worthy. And that is not an option. Revelation, from the start to the finish, is full of speaking of heaven, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For eternity. And there's two different words for worship there in Revelation. Actually, all three words. There's lots of words for praise, but for worship, they're translated in the Hebrew and in the Greek two different ways. One is to bow down, surrender, kneel, posture yourself. And one is to serve, as in vocation. Both are found in Revelation. So it's not just that we're coming and we're abandoning ourselves, but we're also serving actively in the house of the Lord. He could have picked anything for the vocation to be found in the throne room. Literally anything. People were already worshiping and surrendered. Could have been golf. Could have been baking. Could have been hunting. That's not what he chose. It's not his desire. I don't know why I wrote these because I'm not anywhere near it, but as we were worshiping this morning, teach us how to praise him. with intention. Different than worship. Worship is a lifestyle. It is ministry to the Lord. It is a posture of our heart. It is, yes, the things that we do. My life is worship unto the Lord. Currently, my vocation is raising my family. That is my current vocation, and that is worship unto the Lord. And let me tell you, it produces oil. It is pressing and it is crushing. Is an oil that I offer to the Lord. That is my current vocation. You have your own. So my life, yes, is worship. But to limit it only to what we do limits what worship is. It is costly and it is also a surrender. There is a laying down on the altar of your life that is worship and that is required. It should be costly, and it should look like something. Yes. Go and worship the Lord with your life and the things that you're doing, but also don't forget to go to the throne and say, Jesus, you are worthy, God, you are worthy, Jesus. I lay my life down.
Here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb of the burnt offering? And Abraham answered, God
speaks of the fear of the Lord. When we offer our lives as worship, we can't do it without a revelation of the fear of the Lord. An awe and a wonder of Him, even in a terrifying ask. I literally can't imagine. I cannot imagine. I have got history. I have got almost 40 years of history with the Lord, of His faithfulness and His promises, of miracles, astounding things. And if He said, daughter, lay your son on the altar for me, I don't know what my response would be. Abraham knew, and he feared the Lord, and he was willing to do whatever it cost and trust Him through the process, no matter what that looked like. If I slay him, you'll raise him again. If that is the first picture of worship, what does that look like in my life? Stunning revelation. It is certainly not walking in on a Sunday morning and singing some songs for 30 minutes. It is certainly not bebopping to some cool jam on the car. We have dumbed down one of the most important revelations and responsibilities that we have as a bride, to bring worship and awe and wonder to our king, our bridegroom. We have made it about some really pretty song or the worship leader that we like the most. What are we doing? It is not for us. It is for Him and Him alone, ministering unto the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Maker of all things, Creator of the universe. That is who it's for. It is not for me. You don't like the song? Who cares? Ask Him. Do you like it? He redeemed us. What a privilege. don't think that the bride really knows how important that is, or really what it even is. Worship and praise are different. Praise is an action. It is something that you do. It is a response, but it's not in posturing. It's in the actual doing. It is in clapping. It is in raising your voice. It is in shouting. It is in dancing. It is in kneeling. It is in blessing. And praise is like an arrow.
Thank you.
worship has been idolized in the church. What does that mean? It means we have really highly regarded some songs and some worship leaders and some churches instead of highly regarding the key. And it needs to stop. Because he is worthy. And we are nothing without him. It's the revelation of the fear of the Lord. The awe and wonder of him. Stephanie Gredinger put it this way, and I was like, oh, it's that every breath is borrowed. Every breath. What a revelation. Every breath is borrowed. How could I not? Without him, I have nothing. Without him, there is not even air to breathe without him. With unbridled praise to welcome the King of Kings. But we have to remember to not come for what he's doing, but to just come for him. That is the most important thing. Jesus, I pray that revelation would be so heavy in this room. Father, we repent for the times when we have come for anything other than to give you your worth. You are so kind that you so faithfully shown up anyway. But Jesus, we don't want to come to get from you. Jesus, we want to honor you. And praise is always an open door. Worship is always an open door to repent. So, Father, we repent. Let us be a people that come for you and you only. Father, I pray a revelation of who you are would saturate this room, that we would be undone by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we would see you clearly. Thank you. I know it's so funny. Tauda, I think, actually wrote out how to say that one. It 32 times in the Bible. Psalms 50:23 says, "He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God." It is confession, praise, thanksgiving, an extension of hands, thanks offerings, to sing praises together as one community, a communal sacrifice of thanksgiving from God's people. We need each other to do that. So if I'm commanded to do it, I actually can't do it alone, because I need you to also be offering your praise so that we can offer a praise and an offering of thanksgiving together that honors the Lord the way we were commanded to. We have to do it together. So whoever may be thinking, I don't need to go to church. You do. We do need to gather. Let us not give up meeting together. In the company of the brethren, we come together and we honor the Lord. Where two or three are gathered, right? There he is. We need each other. No excuses. We need each other. Halal, I think I said that one right, 165 times in the Bible. It is the most common word used for praise. Halal Yah is where we get the word hallelujah, praise God. It is to rejoice or boast clamorously, praising with recognition of worth. Recognize his worth and boast clamorously. I don't even know what that means. To celebrate extravagantly. There you go. We can do that. It's just not, I just don't really like to, you know, shout or dance. I don't really love it either, to be honest. But there's something inside of me that can't help it when it comes to worshiping and praising my King. Because of the testimony of him present. This is the key. What is the testimony of Jesus inside of you? And how are you letting it out? Shabbat, 11 times in the Bible. Psalm 63:3, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. Loud praise, shout for joy, confidence, to shout with a loud tone and a commanding triumph. There is actually a praise offering to the Lord, a Shabbat offering that they did in the Old Testament, and when you needed breakthrough, you released a Shabbat offering. Commanding tone of praise with triumph. That's the thing. Are you hitting any walls in your life? Sounds like victory. What if when we came together, we started releasing some Shabbat offering intentionally, releasing a shout of praise with commanding triumph that our God is the victor of all, and he triumphs over everything from the beginning to the end. Did you know you could do that? This is praise, guys. Yada, or Yada, actually. 114 times in the Bible. 40 of those translate to thanks. There's a lot about thanks and thanksgiving. A lot. Praise is like mostly thanksgiving and thanks. Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things. To raise or throw up your hands, to throw an arrow, to revere or worship with your hands. So, I'm not going to say that you have to praise with your hands. But I am going to submit to you that it is an invitation and you can choose. We get to partake. We get to choose to do whatever we want. That's the way He made it. But there is more if you want more. But it's going to take some vulnerability and some choosing and some action and probably getting you a little outside of your comfort zone. Welcome to my life. There are many weeks that I leave this stage going, oh, Jesus, that was so embarrassing. But I didn't even know I was doing it in the moment. And that's okay. I don't care. He can have it all. Undignified is one of the praise offerings in Aaron. And I feel that one deep. Okay. Barak. 331 times in the Bible. Psalms 18:46. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock, exalted be God, my Savior. To kneel or to bless. We bless the name of the Lord. Bless God as an act of reverence. But also, Barak works both ways. To bless or to bless. Zamar, 45 times in the Bible. Psalm 71:22. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God, and I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. It is to praise with instruments. To pluck the strings of an instrument, striking with the fingers. And it's instruments with or without voices. There are actually moments, if you play an instrument, then I'm sure that you moments when suddenly you just begin to play something and there's something on the melody. There's something that's being released and it's like, there isn't words, but this is transcending the atmosphere. That's praise. Release it. For those who don't play instruments, they need you to do that. Work together. I can do a few things, strike with my fingers, not very beautifully, but this one right here, Kaylee, Susie, there's an anointing of what they're releasing. There's an anointing of what they're releasing right now. Darkness in our life. But not for darkness' sake. It's to declare who he is and watch what he does with it. It always has to come back to the one thing. It's always about him. Okay, we're almost done. That one is public praise, thanksgiving, song, or shout. It is directional. It's not just being loud, but it is boasting directionally towards him. It is also to praise with spontaneous or unprecedented song. Praise demanded by qualities of deeds or attributes of God. It is the actual response of, I have seen you for who you are and what you've done, and it is my response. It is the utterance that comes out of me at the revelation of what I now see that you have done. It's that deep work response. And Zakar, 236 times. This one is interesting. Psalms 27. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Zakar actually means to remember, recollect, reflect upon, declare or proclaim, to keep in remembrance. When David told the Levites to, I think it's in 1 Chronicles 16, to it. cross in your own life, there is a fire that begins to burn. You have a choice to continue to blow wind on that flame, to throw wood on the flame, to continue to make the offering, or to leave it alone and it dies. We have an opportunity every day to put wood on that fire. And while some of you are still learning how to do that, I'm going to come and help as a gatekeeper. That's one of my jobs. Thank you. Jesus, remind us when we forget. We honor you.